What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today's Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and you know what that fucking means. Yes, that means it's pre-Friday, bitch. We made it. Well, almost. Really, we just have to get through tomorrow. I mean, today's basically over. Let's be realistic here. Over here in Jersey, it's about 10:30. So, I mean, this day you can get through. We can make it. If you're already awake, if you already went for your walk, had your smoke, maybe even two, a little shot of whiskey in your coffee, maybe. I don't know what you do. Whatever gets you in the mood for the day. If you already got through all that, then the rest of the day is a cakewalk. Plus, again, if you have your edibles for lunch, like I always advise, you won't even feel the day slip away. The day will slip away. Right? And remember what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th. But more importantly, that means one more day until Saki's gone. One more day till Saki's gone. Saki's gone. Saki's gone. Just one more day till Saki's gone. No more circle back. One more day till Saki's gone, Saki's gone, Saki's gone. One more day till Saki's gone, no more circle back. That should be the mood. Let that resonate in your mind. Let that play on repeat all motherfucking day. It's going to be replaying in my mind. But also, that's because I'm crazy, as we know. But anyway, it's fine. We're going to move forward. And, you know, a lot of things are in the news. Obviously, we know Ukraine's getting their money, blah, blah. You know, abortion, it is what it is. What are you going to do? I mean, it goes down to the state. The state will decide. And again, I'm sure Republican and Democratic states will be different. And you can just travel to the state you need to go to. Or get your tubes tied, like I recommend. Or, guys, get a vasectomy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know if you noticed this. I'm saying it a few times, but some people probably don't know it because of my high intelligence. But I don't know if you get a vasectomy, if that's reversible, truly reversible. I don't know if you get your tube side, if that's truly reversible. I don't have a fact guy to look it up. I don't have the time to look it up. And when I record these episodes, I have my phone on airplane mode the majority of the time to reduce feedback. Because again, I'm recording on my iPhone out of the car. But I don't know how that works. I also don't know if when you bust, if anything actually comes out. You know, let's say you have a vasectomy and you bust, does anything explode out of your dick? That's important to me. I find that very important. But in my mind, if that were the case, then you would get pregnant, right? Or is that, I don't know. Like, that'd be kind of weird to me. I don't know. If anyone has that experience firsthand, please send me videos and photos of you ejaculating. I'd be fine with that. That's no problem. It wouldn't be the first. Now we're just doing it for scientific purposes, I guess you could say. But who's not doing things for scientific purposes is this amazing article right here from Jersey, which, believe it or not, I did not even hear of. And I live in the state, unfortunately. We live here in Jersey. My wife, me, my son, and even my dog sometimes lives here. My dog lives rent-free, so does my son, bastards. But, that's a story for another day. But this article was actually found by my lovely wife, who sent it over to me and said, you gotta check this out. Usually I ignore the majority of her texts, but the headline of this article caught my eye. And the headline is, embrace yourself. And really, I'm gonna read it slowly, because it's kind of confusing based on the verbiage or the wordage, whatever the fuck the term is. Check this shit out. Transgender mom, all right? Transgender mom. If you're already confused, I'm sorry, because I don't blame you. That statement alone is kind of, you know, whatever. Anyway, transgender mom is jailed for 25 years for, quote, heinous, cruel, and depraved crime of forcing daughter 7 that she fathered, transgender mom fathered, okay, to take part in child porn. On top of that, 3 accomplices are also sentenced as prosecutor brands the foursome a, quote, quartet of darkness. This is not made up. This is a real article. Link in the description below. For real. This is America. When was this? Oh, this must have been years ago, right, CJ? This could not have been recently. May 9th, 2022. So, today's the 12th. Da-da-da, was that 3 days ago? See that math? I know you're impressed with that math. Okay, so you think, okay, this is a simple story. No, no, no. The confusion has only begun. A transgender mother who forced the 7-year-old daughter she fathered to engage in child pornography at her New Jersey home has been jailed for 25 years without parole. Good. Along with 3 accomplices. Now, right now, I don't want to throw shade or anything like that, but what do we know from Kim Kardashian? We've always known that her mom made this tape. I mean, I've always believed it. I believe my wife also always believed it, that the mom was the ringleader, that she made this tape. She encouraged the tape. She leaked the tape, all in a plot and a ploy to create a financial wealth empire that is the Kardashians. And I don't know if you want to call that crazy, a conspiracy theory. That was what we always believed. And recently, about a week ago, it has been leaked by Ray J himself, who was the other guy in the video, that yes, it was an arrangement by, I think, Kris Jenner. I'm not sure if that's the name of the mom. I don't know. I don't really follow the show. I don't really give a shit about them. I'm using them as an example, people. I'm using them as an example because maybe this transgender mom had the same idea. Except she could not wait for her child to be of age. She decided to do it now. At 7. That's fucked up. But let me continue reading. I mean, it's fucked up with Kardashians did too. But, I mean, $1 billion. I mean, I could put my sex tape out. Ain't nobody paying no $1 billion for my shit. That's definitely much more entertaining. Anyway, sorry, got sidetracked there, got a little excited. All right, Marina Vols, V-O-L-Z, I don't know how to pronounce that, Vols, previously named Matthew, was sentenced on Friday at Somerset County Superior Court alongside another transgender woman, Ashley Romero, 28, previously named Adam, and 2 other offenders, Sean Allen, 54, and Dulcinea Ganeco, 21. Now, what's crazy to me is Vols, who's 32. It's that this, when I hear about pedophilia and pedophiles, I always think of an older person. Somebody in their older 40s, late 40s, early 50s, you know, anything over 40. I'm like, okay, I kind of see this. You know, like think of like Joe Biden's age or any other, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine. They're all over 40. Right, Bill Gates, all the pedophiles that you think of are over 40, right? Weinstein. But here you have Volts, who's 32, the mom, or father, whichever you want to consider it, biological mom. You have the friend who's 28. Then this random guy, 54, what was he, like the director, right? Sean Allen, 54. I don't know. And then you have the youngest girl ever in pedophilia that I've ever heard of, Dulcinea Ganeco, at 21. 21, bitch? You just got your license. You just got your drinking license. Excuse me. You're now able to legally drink, and you over here making fucking kiddie porn. What the fuck was your childhood like? What's her backstory? Did she grow up in Jersey? I could tell you she probably did. Look at me. So did I. Look how well I turned out. I ain't doing no child porn, though. Fuck that. All right, let's go. Volts, 32, the mom. Or whatever. Transgender mom, whatever. Volts, 32, who physically gave birth to this child, ran a family-owned... Well, that's cute. A family-owned... Oh, transgender pornography. It got weird now. Wait a minute now. Ran a family. I told you it was gonna get a fucking. I told you the story was not gonna end there. I read the title. I said there's no way this is gonna be a simple story. No way it's gonna be an open and shut story. No. There's so many fucking twists and turns in this shit. It's got more ups and downs than fucking crazy shit going on than Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, that's probably. This girl may be in his laptop. Well, let's not assume, right? We can't say that. That's not right. I hope she's not in his laptop. But she probably is. Ran a family-owned transgender pornography production studio. Oh, man, I don't want to know the name of this thing. Family-owned transgender pornography production studio specializing in amateur, okay, BDSM, and taboo fetish content. A transgender pornography production that focuses on taboo fetish content? The hell you say? Isn't BDSM taboo fetish content? What else is more Oh, like feet shit? Is that what we're doing now? We're back to the feet? Back to the feet. You know, this person at the gym the other day told me about this fantastic website randomly through conversation called Feetify. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this. But you can sell your feet photos in case you're interested in making a little scratch. You know, maybe you want to get a little extra cash, a little gas money, a little inflation payment, a little help with your groceries. You can go ahead and sell your feet photos, apparently on Feetify. I don't know if there's an app. Hey, I don't know. I don't know what you can get for your feet. I mean, if you want to send me photos of your feet, I can give you like an estimate of what you can get for it, I guess. I don't know. You know, I've been sent all kinds of shit already, so if you want to send that, go ahead. You know, but if you are interested, I actually might be posting my feet photos on there, depending upon if the gas prices increase. If the gas price hits $5 a gallon, you will see my feet photos from every angle. You will see them when I'm walking. I walk barefoot just to take the photo, video. What do you want? What do you want? You want a big toe? I'll scrub the big toe live. How much is that? I don't care. I told you guys I'm a whore. And if that's what it takes to fucking make some scratch, make a little money, make some money for bills and shit, I will do it. As long as it's in the certain guidelines. You know, I don't want to break no laws. Wink, wink. I don't want to do that. Full disclosure. But feet photos, from what I understand, I mean, unless you want me to do some crazy shit to them, I'm not setting my feet on fire. Well, let's not go crazy. I haven't seen the offer yet. I'll make that decision when I get the offer. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's continue. I don't know how we got down this. The taboo fetish content. Taboo fetish. What else could it be? I don't want to know. Because transgender pornography. Do you like show your feet and then you guess the gender? Is that what it is? You know, that's the taboo fetish. I don't know. That is an interesting game, though. It's a good drinking game. You go on Feetify, you get drunk, and you guess the gender based on feet. See how I'm just coming up with fire, guys. I'm entertaining you guys. You guys already have. There's your plan for the weekend. You thought you had nothing planned this weekend. Get a couple buddies, or maybe with yourself, and just play a shot game, a drinking game. You look at the feet, and you guess the gender, and if you're wrong, you take a shot. What's the problem? I don't see anything wrong with that. Do you? Well, let me go on. So, let's see here. So, we know about that, right? She ran it from her Colburn Lane home in Franklin Township, according to acting prosecutor Anne-Marie Taggart, where she allowed her accomplices to sexually abuse her young daughter. What kind of fucking shit is that? The involvement of all four defendants was made clear in a string of group messages in which they discussed their plans to abuse Vol's child. How does you have a group chat about this shit, son? And not one second, not one moment during that group chat, you didn't think to yourself, this is a little fucked up for this little girl. This is a little fucked up in general. You didn't think that at all throughout the course of your day, 24 hours of the day. When you're waking up and you're smoking a blunt and you're going for your morning walk, You don't think to yourself, well, maybe this is a little fucked up. When you're in the when you're taking a shit and you're pulling that dildo out of your ass from your previous taboo fetish, and the dildo being, I don't know, like a mannequin's fist. I don't know what a taboo fetish would be. Maybe that's one of them. Out of your ass, you're not thinking to yourself, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this to this 7-year-old. And not only that, this group chat is a little extreme. It's a little fucking, you know, above and beyond. Jeez, man. How long was this going on? Oh, I hope they don't tell me. Oh, my God. Okay. Somerset County Assistant Prosecutor Brian Stack told Judge Peter Tober at the sentencing on Friday the quartet orchestrated a vortex of darkness. God damn. Imagine somebody tell you and tell the world you operate a vortex of darkness. Did they tell Epstein that shit? Did they tell Ghislaine that shit? Because if anyone fucking orchestrated a vortex of darkness, wouldn't it be Ghislaine? We don't even know what took place, right? We don't even have actual footage of the trial, right? I'm sorry. Do we even know? Did they arrest anybody from that trial? Did they arrest any other, you know, any other person who went to the island? No, right? Not that I know of. I haven't heard of it. Maybe that's the next episode. Maybe I should look into that. Where's the book of names? I thought they had the pilot's manifesto or whatever it's called, where they sign in when they board the plane. Where's the list of people who were, you know, passengers? The passenger list. There you go. Sorry, I'm a little fucked up. A little fucked up today. But you need to be to kind of to read these kinds of stories and to react to them. You know, where are these people? Why aren't they being prosecuted? All right, let's go on. Let's see what else this guy said. All right, so the judge also says, you know, orchestrated a vortex of darkness that snuffed out the young girl, adding the group were incapable of redemption and had not accepted full responsibility. So they, even though this all took place, none of them are remorseful is what that means. None of them went up to the courthouse. None of them went to the judge and said, listen, Judge, Your Honor, you know, I'm sorry for what I've done. I feel like shit. None of them feel guilty about it or have any remorse. That's what the judge is saying. Judge Tober, meanwhile, that was Somerset County Assistant Prosecutor Brian Stack, who told the judge that told the judge, Peter Tober, that the quartet orchestrated a vortex of darkness that snuffed out the young girl, adding the group were incapable of redemption and had not accepted full responsibility. Agreed. I mean, I said, how many times? Are we going to let these people slide? Judge Tober, meanwhile, said the crime was heinous, cruel, and depraved, and commented the child endured abuse involving a basement cage, neck collars, and a variety of sex toys. Jesus. For a child. I mean, I have many dreams of putting my wife in a cage. You know, I never thought of, you know, I guess you could use that sexually. I just, you know, sometimes she gets me angry. I just want to put her in a cage. But no, I'm kidding, obviously. I would definitely have sex with her in a cage, but it's my wife of age. You know, that's okay, I think. I mean, I let her out of the, you know, when I'm done, but when I'm, you know, until I'm done, because that's how we do it. The fuck you think this is? But this is a 7-year-old girl we're talking about here. Why is she in a cage? Why does she have fucking? Where are the neighbors? Where they must be filming this or recording this shit, not from their car like me, but like from like an actual studio, because they had a production company, right? They had that BDSM, family-owned transgender pornography production studio. So maybe they rented like a storage unit or something. I wonder if they'll tell us. Let's keep reading, because now I'm like, how does nobody hear this girl screaming in a cage? The judge sentenced Voltz and Romero to 25 years without parole. Good. 25 years without parole. While Allen received a 12-year sentence, that's the fucking oldest guy, Steve Allen, the 54-year-old, whatever his age is, eligible for parole after 10 years, and Kaneko was handed a 5-year sentence. What the fuck? Why they should all get fucking life sentences. This old motherfucker gets 12 years, so he probably gets out 6 with good behavior. The 21-year-old got a 5-year, so she probably gets out 2 with good behavior. This is some bullshit. I'm sorry. They're all involved, especially in the fucking group chat. Fuck you. You should all get fucking full sentences. All get life term sentences. We gotta start setting an example for these motherfuckers. If we can't castrate them, like I said yesterday, because apparently that's illegal or inhumane. Meanwhile, they're doing inhumane shit. We should be able to do inhumane shit back. An eye for an eye. An eye for an eye. Why the hell should this guy be allowed to walk around free and this girl, 21, she'll get out of jail before she's 30, way before she's 25. And she'll be out and about. Maybe she'll get a job, you know, around kids. We don't know. Are they registered sex offenders? Let's see if it says anything. I doubt it. Here we go. Voltz, Romero, and Allen. So that's the mom, the friend, and the fucking the old guy, will be subject to lifetime parole supervision upon release. Lifetime parole supervision. So the 21-year-old is good. She's out, 25. They don't want to ruin her life, her adult life with this. She was an adult. She was 21 when this happened. She was involved. Why is she not being treated like an adult? Oh, good. They show the photos of all of them. This is great. You should see. When you see the 54-year-old guy, you're gonna understand. Looking at this guy, he has the eyes of like Freddy Krueger. He looks like Freddy Krueger. If you look at it long enough, you will go to sleep and dream of him attacking you. Oh my god. You know what? They showed Gineko. She doesn't look 21 at all. Gineko looks like her eyes are completely black in this photo. I don't know if that's an indication of her soul, her heart, or her intentions. But her eyes are completely black. I mean, I know it's a mugshot girl, but at least smirk a little bit. Make some kind of, you know how your face looks like. Jesus Christ. She looks like, I hate to say this, my third grade teacher. She does. She does. Did my third grade teacher have a cage with kids? You know what? She was a bitch. She might have. I don't know. Not looking into that. Not saying her name either. Because I ain't ended up in no cage. An investigation by the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office Sex Crimes and Child Abuse Unit found Voltz managed to win custody of the child in 2018 before taking her from her mother's home on the West Coast and bringing her back to New Jersey. She said the West Coast, meaning California most likely, was too crazy for her. There was already the Kardashians there. I'm going to be the New Jersey Kardashian. I'm bringing it over to the East Coast where it's normal. That maybe that's what went through her mind. Once in captivity, oh Lord. Oh, man. Once in captivity, the young girl was subjected to sexual abuse and filmed on multiple electronic devices. Come on, man. Investigators who raided the property one night after they assumed custody of the child following an anonymous tip. Anonymous tip. Hopefully that was a neighbor in January 2019. Wait, they received an anonymous tip in January 2019, and now they arrested this motherfucker? Discovered more than 30 computers, cameras, and digital storage devices. 30 computers? What are you fucking making over there? It's like a Marvel movie. Keep in mind, I get that you're running a business, a family-owned, quote, family-owned transgender pornography production studio. What production studio needs 30 computers? 30 computers, cameras, and digital storage devices containing excessive evidence of child pornography and sexual abuse. They also discovered firearms, a high-capacity magazine, and cocaine at the residence. And cocaine. Well, let that slide, I guess. I don't know. Anthony Cowell, Voles' public defender, confirmed the child has been adopted by relatives and added his client has relinquished all parental rights following the abuse. Yeah, I would assume you would release that shit. Why the fuck would you still want... why would they even like allow her to still be a parent after the fact that she had to relinquish it? Again, another person who should be sterilized and never be allowed to have kids. Call me what you want. Call me whatever you want. That's extreme, CJ, whatever. The shit that they fucking done is extreme. And these are some people who do not get out and like never think these thoughts again. Sterilize them, eunuch them, you know, burn their genitals off, whatever you got to do. I don't know. Do what you got to do. Make sure this shit doesn't happen. She will never see her child again. I can't wrap my head around what happened in this case, he said, adding the evidence was some of the worst images I have ever seen in my life, according to the news agency My Central Jersey. Cowell explained Volts had no criminal record, so had no prior criminal record, had served in the U.S. Army, thank you for your service, and was not deemed to be a violent sexual predator prior to the case. I mean, I love the military, and you guys know I love all people, genders, you know, whatever. But, you know, thank you for your service. I know a lot of transgenders are fighting to be in the military. That's something that they fought for. I believe now the president, or whatever you want to call him, Biden, allowed it and is allowing transgender surgery in our U.S. military, in case you did not know that, covered by the taxpayer. But that's, you know, that's another podcast for another day. I still love our military, regardless of your gender. I still love you guys. You guys are fighting, you know, sometimes fighting a fight you don't want to fight, but you're out there doing it. And I ain't doing it. So if you want to, if you're doing it, thank you. Same with the police, same with all first responders. But I did not expect her or him, whatever, to have served in the U.S. Army. And also not to have a criminal record. I mean, this is, like, talk about going 0 to 100, right? Real quick. The judge, meanwhile, said it will be years before the full extent of the psychological harm endured by Volts' daughter is known, declaring the girl had suffered grievously at the hands of her captors. Jesus. Suffered grievously. Imagine this, having to look at that shit and then look at the fucking people that did this shit to this little girl and see the little girl. Like, I would be in tears as the judge or whatever. I'd be like, if I got to defend this motherfucker, I don't know. I would purposely lose this case, I guess. I don't know. Like, I would literally be in tears reading the text messages. A combination of anger, like hatred, and just sadness. And I promise you guys, I'm about to tear up right now. This shit is fucking horrific. He also stated the transgender woman had herself suffered sexual abuse in her youth and had attempted to commit suicide on numerous occasions. Okay, so the military will take anyone, is what you're telling me. There's no background check. There's no psych test. I guess the psych test is like, you know, if the banana is ripe, what do? Do you A, eat it, B, throw it away, or C, put it up your ass? And I guess this time she answered correctly. And that was a psych test? Is that what we're doing? Or there is no psych test? Because if you previously had this kind of abuse and attempted suicides numerous occasions... why wasn't that noticed? Oh, look, a picture of the home. Wow, guys. You're not going to believe this shit. I thought it ended with the pictures of them. No, the pictures of the home. It's literally a townhouse, meaning that there's other homes attached to it. There's no gap in between. It's like stacked, homes stacked beside each other. Meaning that your neighbors, to your left and to your right, are very close to you, or probably of listening distance. I'm hoping one of the neighbors called the tip line more than once. I'm hoping the neighbors said something. They don't go into detail so far, I haven't finished reading it, of how long this abuse was going on or how long this was taking place. But keep in mind, they weren't just filming. Maybe that was their excuse. Maybe if the neighbors asked, they'd be like, listen, we run a very successful family-owned, transgender. What is it? What is the exact title? I want to be exact. I don't want to disrespect these wonderful people. They ran a, quote, family-owned transgender pornography production studio, specializing in amateur BDSM and taboo fetish content. So that's what you're hearing. So letting you guys know right now, that's what you're hearing. Meanwhile, you know, I don't know. Oh. This home, though. Oh, my God. All right, let's keep reading. All four defendants pleaded guilty in November 2021. 2021 November. This bitch, the snitch, who I don't like snitching. I'm an anti-snitcher. Right? If you're a bitch, you snitch. That's what I always said. If you're a bitch, you snitch. Or if you snitch, you're a bitch. But in this case, when it comes to our kids, you motherfuckers better be snitching. You better be snitching left and right. This is fucking crazy. So, but the fact that they snitched, this person snitched in 2019. All right, they pleaded guilty in November 2021. Maybe they got arrested sooner and then they finally pled guilty. I don't know how this works. It doesn't. I'm just hoping that they, there wasn't any more kids involved. All four defendants pleaded guilty in November 2021 to a range of charges, including human trafficking, aggravated sexual assault, creation of child pornography, and possession of child pornography, as well as charges related to possession of firearms and high-capacity magazines. We let the cocaine slide. We, you know, give you a little discount. Romero's lawyer insisted his client has her head on the right way for redemption. There is no hope. There is hope for her, despite the fact she extensively abused the child while being filmed. Wow. So you do all this and you just get 25 years? I feel like, hello, they got a fucking easy sentence there. Did you hear the list? 25 years without parole. Yeah, CJ, it's 25 years. Yeah, but you did a lot more. You probably ruined this girl for life. And she's 7, so she's going to live a lot longer than 25 years. I'm hoping. I'm praying. Oh, man. Romero's lawyer insisted his client, right, has her head on the right way for redemption. Of course you say that. You're the fucking lawyer for this person. Allen, a U.S. Navy vet, another military person. This is the old guy. A U.S. Navy vet. Hold on a second. Let me take a drink. Allen, a U.S. Navy vet, said he was complicit in orchestrating the cross-country transport of a minor for the purposes of sexual gratification and had also engaged in the sexual abuse. He admits to arranging the transportation of the kid and the mom or whatever to Jersey and also engaged in the abuse. Wow. Gineco, which is the 21-year-old, meanwhile received a lesser sentence as the judge established she had not participated in the abuse of the child. Really? Wait a minute. But she was in the text message chat. She was in the group text. The 21-year-old acted as the child's carer and was tasked mostly with cooking and cleaning in Voltz's New Jersey home, according to her lawyer. She ultimately pled guilty to counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Bullshit. She is as guilty as the rest of them. Because she knew what was going on. If she's caring for this child, you're not going to tell me this little girl didn't say anything? This little girl didn't wonder why no other girls are getting sexually abused? Why there's no... How come this 21-year-old is not in the cage instead of her? She didn't have any other questions. Like, she didn't... She knew what was going on, and she didn't fucking do dick. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Oh, man. Acting Prosecutor Taggart said the case served as an example of the importance of reporting suspicions of child abuse, arguing that without the anonymous tip-off from a concerned member of the community, Volz and her accomplices may have never been brought to justice. Interesting. Very interesting. Protect our kids. You don't know what's going on. Fucking 21-year-old. You don't know. 21. Oh, she's 21. She doesn't mean any harm. Bullshit. She knew what was going on. She absolutely knew what was going on. And the fact that she got that light sentence is such fucking trash. Such garbage. And I feel bad for the next person she works for, because they're not going to know. I hope they don't have any kids in the house. I hope she has, you know, none of this article did not say they have to be in any kind of offender list. It doesn't say any of that. But I'm assuming because they're under supervision, you know, the three of them, or two of them are on supervision. Was it two or three? I forget. Let me see. I know she's not the youngest one. Yeah, the three of them, Volz, Romero, and Allen, will be subject to a lifetime parole supervision upon release. Okay, so at least they will be supervised. But the 21-year-old, she may be like, you know what? I was making more money doing the fucking child porn shit. Also, keep in mind, where were the customers? They're obviously making money to buy all this equipment, right? They have a production studio. They have all this fucking equipment. What was it? How many computers? 30 computers, cameras, and digital storage devices, right? Then they had the firearms, the magazines, and the cocaine. They're obviously selling this shit to people. Where are those arrests? Why aren't they publicized? Why aren't they in the public eye? This should be front page news. You know, enough with Ukraine, enough with Biden's speech about MAGA King and all this shit. Enough. We get it. We got to protect our kids, man. You know, make sure you know everything. I'm sorry to be that concerned, paranoid person, but you send your kid on a play date. Oh, they're going over at Becky's house. Becky has great parents. Yeah, okay. Bullshit. Keep an eye out. Make sure you know everyone who knows your kid or is around your kid. It's so important. That's Thursday's episode, guys. I'm sorry to hit you with that hard shit, but it's real life, people. This is Jersey. I live here. I didn't even hear about this shit. If it wasn't for my sexy wife, I would never have even fucking found this article. So kudos to her. Shout out to her. But it's so fucking insane that this shit is almost happening. It's actually happened in my backyard, basically. Not too far away. And I didn't hear about it. Think about how you know, maybe it happened in your fucking area and you didn't hear about it. Right? Maybe they swept it under the rug because they don't want the city to look bad. Right, it looks bad on the city. Ain't nobody want to visit this town now because we got predators over here. Let's just sweep it under the rug. And let's talk about, oh, I don't know, Girl Scout cookies. Or, you know, oh, the new, there's a fair. The county fair's coming. Let's hide the fact that we have kids in cages, in basements, being recorded and sold. And again, we don't know who these videos and images are being sent to or sold to. Are they people in the government? I mean, if Hunter Biden's laptop's any proof, I'm going to say yes. If Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton on Epstein's plane, on Epstein's island, is any proof, then I'm going to say yeah. So there's a lot of involvement in the government, and they have a reason to, in my opinion, to suppress these kinds of stories. And as we know, they have a huge overreach in the media. And with the Ministry of Truth coming, they'll have even more. So keep an eye on your kids. Thursday's almost over, guys. I don't know how long this fucking episode's been. Maybe like an hour, 2 hours. I just ramble on and on, but I'm fucked up and frustrated. And, you know, we got one more day. It's fucking Friday. This is it. We got to get through today. We'll get through today. Finish strong. Right? Let's do it, man. Thursday's over. It's over. This is it. Fuck it. Go home, man. You know what? You got time. You got vacation time. Just go home, relax, man. Enjoy it. right? Take an edible too. You know, relax. Fucking, you know what? Yeah. Or save it for tomorrow. Have a fucking 3-day. Anyway. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Peace.